From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 13th, 2017. This week, that sound of Black Hawk and Chinook helicopters opens our focus on the U.S. Army, the latest in a series of annual episodes in honor of Veterans Day. Have a listen for about 25 seconds to the Army's familiar anthem, played by the U.S. Army Concert Band. The U.S. Army began on June 14, 1775, as the Continental Army, formed by the Second Continental Congress to fight the Revolutionary War against Great Britain. The Army started with about 27,000 militia soldiers, but in 1776, the Continental Congress established a standing force separate from the state militias, which became the Regular Army. Throughout its history, the Army has seen many significant expansions during wars and contractions during peacetime. As of 2017, the Army was authorized for over 1 million active duty, reserve, and National Guard soldiers, serving roles in combat, but also in medicine, humanitarian relief, civil affairs, and other areas. The Army has a large presence in Virginia, with several bases and other facilities. Despite being the branch of the military services most thought of as land-based, the Army's never been far from the water. Historically, Army forts often were near rivers or other waterways. One Virginia example is Fort Monroe on the Chesapeake Bay beside Hampton, which was an Army installation from the early 1800s to 2011. And as George Washington's crossing of the Delaware River in 1776 reminds us, countless water bodies have been a barrier or a line of defense for U.S. soldiers. Today, water transportation, navigation, and water supply remain key functions within the Army. The Maritime Division of the Transportation Corps provides vessels for moving people and materials. Water treatment and supply specialists serve both in military and humanitarian missions. And many water-related projects, both military and civilian, are conducted by the Corps of Engineers, established as a permanent Army Corps in 1802. Fort Monroe is now a national monument owned by the Commonwealth. Its presence on Virginia's Chesapeake coastline symbolizes the U.S. Army's long history of facing, using, and defending waterways. Thanks to Army veterans and current personnel everywhere for their service and sacrifices, past, present, and future. And we close with a few more seconds of the Army Song. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.